Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Shermin, one of your hosts. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Shermin. Hi, everyone, and thank you all for joining us today. We have another very exciting show planned for you today. It's called Living a Strengths-Powered Life with Erica Howard. Erica is a leadership coach working with clients to design the career, business, and life that they want now. She believes leadership is about clear intention and moment-to-moment choice, not about position, power, or prestige. And she believes leadership is for everyone. She understands business outcomes, stakeholder outcomes, and personal outcomes. She understands the personal strengths and organizational capabilities that will make your results possible and utilizes those insights to create practical plans, track the journey, measure the result, and capture the learning. She uses creative tools like coaching, facilitation, and best for you practice sharing to get stuff done. That sounds great. Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Erica. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Shermin. This is great.
Absolutely. It's awesome to have you on, Erica. Let's jump right in. We only have 30 minutes, and we want to get lots of wisdom from you to share with everybody. What made you interested in this topic of, living a strengths-powered life?
Oh, yeah, great question. I would say I've always had an interest in personal development, so that probably stems from when I was 4 or 5, so I won't go back that far. But recently, this is just really about, for me, is doing my part to advance what we call the strengths movement. Most of your listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with that. But at a high level, it's a shift kind of in psychology, sociology, and other spaces, the shift being focusing on strengths versus focusing on weakness. So helping us look away, if you will, from what's wrong to looking at what's right and what's possible as a result for our business and for our lives.
So it's that the whole medical model of, instead of looking at illness and how to cure illness, it's prevention and looking at what's working and doing more of that. Is that what you're saying?
That's perfect. Yep, that's perfect. And if you know Marty Seligman of Positive Psychology, I think he gets some credit for starting the movement with some of that research showing, I think, 44,000 studies on the deficits in people and consciously decided to help us all make a shift that we're still trying to make collectively. But, yeah, you're right on point.
Yeah, Seligman writes a lot about positivity, right? Is that him? Is that the guy?
Yeah, that's him. Positive psychology, they call it, but positivity. I mean, the great thing is that there's so many disciplines who are coming in that direction, and he gets credit, Buckingham gets credit, Donald Clifton, David Cooperrider, if you know him from the appreciative inquiry area.
No, Haven't heard about
it. But, you know, there's lots of different, yeah, there's lots of different methodologies and points of view that converge to help us achieve the same thing, focusing on our strengths.
Maybe, I don't know if that's something that you could share maybe later on in the broadcast about, you know, recommended reading, because it sounds like you've really, you're very well read in the topic. So I don't know if you have any good books to recommend, but I'll let you think on that, and we'll ask you towards the end.
Okay.
Wendy.
Yeah, just along those lines, you know, we're all conditioned to focus more on our weaknesses, like I'm too fat, or I can't speak in front of this crowd of people, or how can you shift to focusing more on your strengths, and what's the evidence that strengths actually work?
Mm-hmm. Great question. That's, as they say, the million-dollar question, the how.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to back up a little bit and define what a strength means for me,
okay.
And then we can talk about some of the other elements of your question.
Right.
I am going to borrow from Marcus Buckingham, and a lot of you probably know him for several books. One of them is Discover Your Strengths. So he is one of the founders, but essentially what a strength means for Marcus and also for me is an activity that strengthens you. It's what makes you strong. It's pretty simple. It's not necessarily what you're good at. Some would say that's performance, but a strength is a thing that, you know, you can't wait to do. You lose yourself in the moment while you're doing it, and then after you're done with it, you want to do it again, perhaps like this interview we're doing today.
Yeah.
So conversely, yeah, who knows? And a weakness is, of course, is, you know, something that weakens you, even if you are good at it. I have learned, as a lot of us have, I'm sure, to be good at things because they're important to our job or to someone else or what have you, doesn't mean it strengthens you. So that's a couple of distinctions I wanted to make, but essentially a strength is what makes you strong. And to your point, question, Wendy, around the focus on weaknesses, yeah, that's our default, like Shaman talked about at the top of the call. And in the strengths area, the research does tell us, on average, 73% of us do use our strengths, but just about once a week.
Hmm.
Not once a day.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty compelling. And again, it spoke to me, you know, do your part. If you're going to be in the coaching space, in the leadership development space, organizational development space, this is a place where you can really help make a difference.
Hmm. And then
so,
I guess probably also another step is to discovering what your strengths are. It's possible some people they don't realize what their strengths are, or all of them. Do you think that sounds like it's a logical thing to think, that you might have a strength but not even realize what it is?
Yeah,
is
that's a good point. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we take our strengths for granted, which in a sense contributes to us putting a focus on our weaknesses. And you just do that, you know, as a habit. So I think you don't necessarily have an awareness of it. If you do think you're good at something, you put it on the back burner. I've worked in, again, you know, HR and working with leaders on teams. So you see the practice of, say, even looking at a performance review. And then what do? You spend 5 minutes on what went well, and then the next 45 on what didn't go so well. And we like to do that, and that's, our brains are wired that way. I mean, they're wired to look for, I'll call it threats, or things that may hurt us. So it's just set up that way. So you do have to reprogram your executive functioning, your prefrontal cortex functions, to get to that. And I'll talk a little bit about some habits, if you will, about how to develop those. But, yeah, your point's spot on, focuses on weaknesses, and there's definitely potential to move into the strengths area. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on this call. And part of that is around, you know, figuring out what they are.
So did you say 73% of strengths? Could you say that statistic one more time, that has 73% of our strengths are used only once a day or something? Could you repeat that?
Sure.
That was really interesting.
On average, yeah, I'm happy to do that. On average, 73% of us do use our strengths.
Okay.
However, we use them about once a week.
Oh, okay. Huh. Wow.
So, that's amazing. I mean, is that, do you mean that that's consciously, we only use our strengths consciously once a week? Because I would think unconsciously, at least, we're using our strengths all the time. You know, if you're going to work and you're accomplishing things and you're cooking and you're taking care of your family and all that stuff, that doesn't happen once a week. So you mean consciously saying, okay, I'm good at this, I'm going to do this right now.
One of the seminal questions around this is I get to do what I do best every day at work.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's not around, I may be a great cook, but it may not energize me or may not make me feel the best. It may not make me the best contributor. But the question that is used to measure that, that's one of them, that's the main one, but they are self-report. It's the self-report data. So your you know, point is really good and makes me even more curious because I could be an unconscious and, again, taking your strengths for granted and, again, focusing on what you don't have. So that's area for further research.
Exactly. Because
yeah,
I very much agree with you and Wendy about, you know, that weaknesses, that's our default, to focus on those things and how to, you know, learn from our mistakes and get better. That's always the focus. But, yeah, that ends up keeping us in the weakness area and, you know, focusing on weaknesses rather than focusing on our strengths.
Right.
But that is an amazing statistic, 73% once a week. And I would think that would be consciously. That's not good. I think I totally agree with you, Erica. As coaches, we need to practice what we preach and be very, very conscious about this kind of stuff, that, you know, we are really thinking about using our strengths and feeling like strengthening ourselves. You know, really getting into that feeling rather than feeling, oh, well, that's not good, that's not good, that's not, I got to get better, I got to get better, I got to get better, which is often our focus. Totally agree with that.
There is good news. There is good news.
Yeah.
So for the...
tell us some good news because you had said something about, you know, there's what did you say? There's some ways to best discover your strengths.
And I'll kind of go through what I'll call it, if you want to say, the strength development formula. You know, not scientifically proven, but a few ideas that I want to make sure your readers know about and that we're all encouraged to bring into our coaching with people. But I wanted to say before that the good news is that, and this time I'm relying on Gallup, and you all probably know them as the opinion polling experts, and they also do a bunch of workforce productivity, strengths-based development work, and they have probably one of the biggest studies, 1.2 million employees, 45 countries, 49,000 business units at this point. And back to that question, when people can say yes to the question, are you able to do what you do best every day, they have seen nice increases in profit, 29% specifically, employees being engaged up to 15% more than the comparison. Just another example, decrease in safety incidents, 59% decrease, less turnover. So there's lots of, you know, real-world business results, I'll say. And there are a lot of other researchers who have contributed. So I've come up with a top 10 just based on my own interests. So I'll read those really fast. But one, you know, why strengths? You know, one, people are happier, people are more confident when they use their strengths, they have higher levels of self-esteem, higher levels of energy and vitality, you experience less stress, you're more resilient, more likely to achieve your goals, perform better at work, more engaged, like we said, and more effective at developing yourselves and also growing other people. So that is the case for, I think, where you guys are trying to get to is, you know, how do we do this?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And what's the answer to that question?
you're a coach, you know there's no one answer.
Right.
What do you feel
are some of the ways to best discover your strengths?
Perfect. I'd say what we're talking about is, you know, making strengths a habit and making that our default. And it would start with a commitment to do just that. So if you come into awareness about the potential that it has for you, most of us would be motivated to do something positive with that information. So having that commitment, making it your responsibility to discover your special gifts, that capabilities that give you edge, that define how you show up, as a leader, and like you talked about, Sherman, family member, you know, what have you. But it is up to you to make a decision to do that and discover that within yourself, and even more importantly, appreciate that within yourself. And when we talk about, you know, the one book, Now Discover Your Strengths, at the heart of that is really around one assessment called the Strengths Finder. That's a Gallup tool. There's another one called the Standout. I'm certified in that one. There's another one called the VIA, you know, Values Inventory. So there's a lot of different ways to go after, if you want to say, validated instruments that give you some common language to use. If you don't use those tools, you still can get insights. So when you all work with your clients, for example, you might ask, you know, what type of activities are you naturally drawn to? Again, what are those some of the things that make you so happy? What would you do for free? What would you pay someone to do? Areas, you know, help you open up your discovery. And people don't normally think about this every day. So helping people, you know, open that up and have that conversation with you, I think, is a great start to help, you know, help them uncover some yearnings or, you know, some dormant strengths that they have. I'll give you one example for me, and I'm sure this happens for a lot of people, but essentially when I go back to childhood, and I will go back in this regard, I used to love, I'll just say arts and crafts, you know, really passionate about it. Instead of going outside or playing video games, that's what I did with friends and even started like an art group. So that's who I was, and I thought I'd become an artist, and at that time, I thought art was about visual art. I was a kid, so I didn't know all the different forms of art. But anyway, my career, you know, materialized, and you would not look at me at work in a typical corporate environment, which is where I'm from, and say this is the creative person. You know, I wasn't in marketing, et cetera. But what's interesting is everywhere I worked, I would start to get be identified as the creative person. So I'm like, how does this happen? You know, what are people seeing? And so that is just a part of me that shows up no matter what, even though I'm not in a creative type of role. But I do now consciously, and thank you for bringing that distinction out again, consciously look for ways to be creative in roles and more embrace the fact that I want to. Even down to the example of, you know, wanting to do PowerPoint. I like doing PowerPoint because it allows me to create stories and pictures to go with the stories. So that's one example for me of where, you know, I had to come into awareness and start to appreciate what's at my core, even, you know, compared to what I thought were typical success standards. And it seems to be working so far.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely seems to be working. Fantastic.
Hey,
you have such great information that you're sharing with us. It's so, so valuable. And you mentioned a couple of assessments, the Strength Finder I've heard of and the Values Inventory. What was the other one, the second one that you mentioned?
Oh, the Standout?
Is that what it's called?
Standout.
Standout. Okay. No, I hadn't heard of that one. I heard
it's
of the
one
other
word.
Two.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it actually is a newer one on the market, and I like to talk about, not talk about go deep into the assessments, but help people be aware that there are several because you get slightly different outcomes. The StrengthsFinder, for example, is based on, again, is self-report data, where the Standout, you know, their value proposition is that they provide you strengths roles based on situational judgment research, which is a little bit different than you just describing yourself. And, you know, they show connectivity between what you see and what other people see. So there's a few. Like I said, I think the questions can give you just as much insight. I like the tools because they give you some language and they give you research-based, you know, actions that you can take on.
Exactly. No, I love your question about what would you do for free? you know, or what would you actually pay somebody to be able to do? I mean, that just really just brings it out right there. What would you do for free, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an awesome question. I mean, we should ask that every day, I guess, as coaches.
Mm-hmm.
What do I want to do
mm-hmm.
for free today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Use our strength once a day.
Yeah.
And then make sure we go do it. I think that's the thing. We get so bogged down with all the have-tos, supposed-tos, shoulds, whatever, the long to-do list, and have to check all that off before you think about, okay, what do I feel like doing that I'm passionate about, even though, you know, we picked a field that we're all passionate about. But really, like we talked about, consciously saying, okay, I'm going to do this just because I love this. This is what I want to do for free.
Yeah.
Awesome question.
Usually they should. Hopefully they go together. What I try to do in the morning is take 3 minutes and what are your intentions for today? No matter what happens today, this is what you want the most. So it
mm-hmm.
helps me focus, which is a strategy that you could use even if you were just focusing on bringing your strengths more to life. So,
yes.
And that does bring us, we were talking about just being aware. And, yeah, you've got to do something with that awareness. It's around changing a habit. So some experts will say that, you know, it takes 21 days to start a new habit. But that also depends on, you know, how much you decide to focus your attention on that habit, right? So how frequently you may practice, if it's coaching or whatever you want to say your strength is. Or one of my strengths is around, it's kind of weird, but being an equalizer, and I'm using the standouts language. But it's about keeping the world in balance and taking care of people is really what it comes down to. So asking myself in what ways, you know, can you take care of people? Can you bring into awareness for other people opportunities to, you know, put the truth on the table or however that manifests for me in that strength area? So it is a habit. So the frequency, the duration, you know, how long are you going to focus on this habit, the quality, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Let me bring Wendy in because I don't want to dominate the conversation. Wendy, you had a question as well.
Yes, I did. So how about other people? We as coaches, it would be great to be able to have that skill to be able to identify strengths of other people, like our clients, or if we wanted to hire some people for our team, how would we be able to discover what their strengths are, or just in general, how do you just notice other people's
mm-hmm.
strengths?
Yeah, I like the way you said that. How do you notice other people's strengths? That's part of the gift in all of this. You can
mm-hmm.
do that and start to appreciate others. I do think the answers do come in the questions. So what I mean by that, if you are, you know, working with a colleague, you all work together. It'd be good for you all to have a conversation. You know, what do you, for example, wish people would come to you for? You know, if you're Tremaine talking to Wendy, what do you want people to come ask you about? What do you want to share your knowledge and experience? Where do you want to spend your time, especially if it's volunteer, like we talked about? You might prompt, another prompt might be talking about projects and what parts you loved, what parts you didn't like so much. There's a bunch of tools out here, but there's one called Love It or Loathe It. And you can just reflect on something and think about, you know, what elements did I love and which elements did I loathe, and you can get some good insights that way. So you could do that with your teams. You can ask your colleagues about that, where they were most energized, et cetera. And you can do the same with direct reports. One I used to use with my team is if I could take one thing off your plate, what would it be? So we could sort of start to isolate the aspects of the work that were energizing and the ones that were not. And where possible, we could redesign the roles to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But what's beautiful about it is, you know, the questions are not ours to ask. I mean, they're questions to facilitate a conversation and a dialogue and discovery with each other. And then you support each other in making the answers come true for you in a bigger way.
Hmm. I love that. Love it or loathe it. Now, that's two different extremes, I would think.
Yeah, those are two major distinctions. Yeah.
Definitely. It seems like you could, like, put together some kind of a form for people to fill out, and then they could just write down, like, so say your clients, you could just write down everything you love, and then everything you loathe, if that is, maybe they would just say, I just don't like it, not necessarily
mm-hmm.
loathe it, they would put it in that category as well, and that would be revealing as well, just to separate the two, looking at the contrast between the two groups of answers. It's excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Because I think you're so right, Wendy. A lot of times we like something that we're doing, but there may be pieces in there of things that we don't like. So it'd be really great to start focusing more on that. You know, what part of this job? I mean, you like your job, but, you know, there's different pieces to the job. What pieces do you like? What pieces do you not like? And then the idea of redesigning jobs. Oh, wow. That just sounds
mm-hmm.
wonderful based on, you
yeah.
know, what people's strengths are, you know, and getting mm-hmm. the most out of people that way.
Yeah.
How? What
mm-hmm.
what a concept, you know?
Yeah, it can be pretty empowering. Just as another resource, there's a University of Michigan. They developed something called job crafting. But it does exactly that. It takes you through a process to analyze the work and where you show up most strongly in the work and redesigning the work. And, you know, some teams will say that's, you know, less practical for them, but I got to tell you, the more their work evolves, it will be less about job descriptions and more around skills and talents that you use. There's no way you can define, you know, if you look at a job right now, the way it was described to you and then compared to what you do, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be different. So this kind of thinking and this kind of activity is critical, and it, you know, we can be ready for it. It's going to show up anyway. So it's
yeah.
really good.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And if you run a team or you coach someone who runs a team, a lot of questions come up. Well, what about weaknesses? How do you manage those? Yeah, do we not care about those? Well, yeah, you care. You just don't make it your life's work to improve them. Yeah, I'll never be the strongest project manager or the most detail-oriented person, but can I round up my team with people who are?
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
It seems like the things that you don't particularly like to do could be correlate with your weaknesses because you're not as good at it.
Exactly.
So it seems that would align with that. Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, it could show up. Yeah, and I can pretend for a little while to be very good at something. Haven't been a consultant for a while. You have to sometimes. But yeah, it's not my thing. It's eventually not
right,
good.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are some of the best strategies to actually use our strengths to accomplish more in your life or to help those you lead to accomplish more? Do you have some best strategies as to how to use our strengths to accomplish more in life?
I think it go back to a couple of things we talked about so far. So it's about facilitating
mm-hmm.
that discovery and being committed to that discovery and taking actions on it. So doing just a few things per day, you know, do make all the difference. So in the workplace, it may look like a development plan, but, you know, a strengths-focused development plan, not necessarily weaknesses-focused. Also in the workplace, you may coach people to have more check-in conversations, like once a week. Research is showing that the more frequent check-ins actually lead to, you know, more engagement and better performance. And, again, the check-in is focused on what do we need to do going forward and how do we bring our strengths more forward to be more successful at that task.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
an action you can take. Individually, you know, we talk about reflection. So maybe this is what I do in some cases. You know, you put an alarm on your calendar. You have post-it
mm-hmm.
notes on your laptop. You know, it just depends on what you want to develop.
Right.
have a, if you want to say, a wall of areas that I know I can improve in my business that, you know, I've got a reminder I'm looking at right now become a stronger coach. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's one magic formula, but it's just kind of around what is the science for how, you know, habits develop and the science of how people get rewarded to do what they do. So some of that, you know that, you know, when you do, the reason we check Facebook so much is because we're addicted to, there's a reward function in our brain, and, you know, you get dopamine when you get a like. So
right. Yeah.
Let's just do more.
Well, listen, we could talk, Erica, about all this stuff forever, but we've got to be sure that we put out there for people how they can contact you to get more information before the show ends. How can people get a hold of you to, you know, if they'd like to talk more about this with you?
I'll give you a couple ways, and I did just look at the time. So, yeah, told you how much fun this is. Simply, my email is erica.howard@flyingcolorsllc.com. Website is the same, flyingcolorsllc.com. And then my phone number, if it's okay to post that, it's 512-545-1305. So there's a couple ways, and we talked earlier about some of the assessments, and so also what I'd be willing to do if anyone's interested is provide a one-on-one coaching session that would be complimentary for anyone who wants to take the standout. The standout is just $15, so you could do that, and then we could have a coaching session around it to heighten your awareness and come up with individualized action.
Sounds
excellent,
great.
Erica.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We'll put all that information on our Facebook page for anybody who didn't catch all that. Thank you so much, Erica. We need another couple hours, really. So you'll come back
<doesn't it>? Yeah.
and talk to us again.
Okay,
and
thank you both. Okay.
Absolutely. And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio and taking advantage of learning some excellent tips and strategies to help you live a strength-powered life. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we did. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, feedback on our Facebook. Remember, go to skystolimitradio.com for all the good stuff we have coming up for you. And check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/skystolimitradio. Stay tuned each week for your inspiration station. For now, we're Wendy and Sherman signing off. Until next week, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks, Erica.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.